Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. Boy, am I in good company here this afternoon. I tell you what, I got Stephanie Canoa. If you watched Big Break on Golf Channel, you've seen her. If you've looked around town and seen those big billboards all over town, you've seen her. If you read the Index Journal, you've seen her. And if you watch TV on local cable, you've seen her. So Stephanie is with us here today, and so is the one and only Jim Medford. He's had a change of roles. He's now become a caddy. How you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing great, Ann. I've had one of the greatest days of my life. I've been a chaperone, driver, and caddy for Stephanie all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not going back to my day job anymore.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, you got a tournament coming up in a month here, Jim. You might ought to go back to it.
I may swing by.
You may swing by. Okay, well, Stephanie, how are you doing? How have you been enjoying Greenwood today?
I have been doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Ann. Greenwood is just as nice as I can remember. It's absolutely beautiful here. So we've been enjoying a day full of media and PR, and I'm excited to be here.
Sure. Well, that's great.
Now, he's the best caddy I ever had, by the way.
Well, I was, you know, you had just, you said that earlier in the show we were talking about the fact you've been able to pick up a couple of really good sponsors.
Yes.
To help out with your with the Symetra, and of course getting into the LPGA. And, of course, one of your goals, you said, was to get a great caddy.
Mm-hmm.
And have you started interviewing yet?
I have. I've done a little bit of work. I've worked with a couple different ones. It's kind of a trial and error process. You know, you have to find somebody who is not only good on the golf course, but kind of meshes with you as far as your personality and has good chemistry. It's kind of like starting a new relationship, only harder because your bills depend on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a challenge, but you know, I've found a couple good candidates, so we're in the works.
Now, I need to ask you, how is Jim Medford faring in this group?
Oh, he's high on the list. High on the list. I just wish I could afford him.
Well, you know, the advantage of being able to travel and caddy for a good-looking gal, I think you might have the advantage on your side there, Stephanie.
Denise has the final say in that one, darling.
All right. Well, anyways, it was a dream, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
short-lived.
Short-lived. But what have you been doing? You've been, you were here last October, and I think you came, did you come back again and do some other stuff?
We came back in, when was it? We filmed a couple commercials that you've seen all around town and took the pictures for the billboard. So I've been a busy, busy girl. I've played quite a few tournaments. We started our season out in Phoenix, Arizona. In February, the third week in February, and then went to Los Angeles from there and have played a couple events in Florida, done some other media and PR things. So I've definitely had my work cut out for me these last few months, but it's been a really enjoyable process, especially now that I have some sponsorship help from Links at Stony Point and some other companies that I'm able to then go out and support and get to know people within those organizations as well. So it's been really fun.
Sure. And I don't suppose it's hurt being on the Big Break, has it?
No, it definitely didn't hurt. It's been a fun ride. The last year was a huge, huge media blitz with all of the things that I did with Golf Channel. But it was a really fun year. I got several very new and interesting experiences out of it. So it was exciting.
Sure. Now, I know that you said in your final wrap-up on Mexico, you would go back again. Is there a possibility of that coming around?
Well, my lips are sealed. You know how the secrets about Golf Channel and Big Break work. I have contracts here, and I can't breach. No, well, after Mexico, to get invited again to be on Big Break NFL was a really exciting experience. They called me even before we announced that I was on Mexico and said that they wanted to have me back on the reunion season, which we filmed in June, so the middle of last year. And that was a really, really fun time. Not too many people on the show. Not too many people get on the show in the first place. They have tens of thousands of applicants. So to be one of the 12 people selected in the first place was exciting. But then to be selected as a reunion season, which is all kind of the fan favorites and people who have succeeded on the show, was a pretty big honor for me. So I got to do that, and then who knows what will be in my future.
And my lips are not sealed.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I know that answer. We can be looking for her again soon.
Okay, all right. So, Stephanie did not tell us the answer then.
No. I don't even know the question. What are you talking about?
There you go.
And I don't have a contract.
Yeah, that's right. But you just recently got a great contract, though, didn't you, to wear somebody's clothes?
I did. I signed with Chico's. It's a great company based out of Fort Myers, Florida. They started with one little boutique on Sanibel Island and now have over 500 stores nationwide. So it's a really great company. They're supporting an event on the Symetra Tour as well. So we're really excited about that. And I signed with them. They developed a brand new Zenergy golf line that they came out with this year. So
what
they were looking.
What does that do for you?
Well, I mean, it's got to lower your scores by at least 5, right?
It would seem.
But no, I'm really excited to be paired with them. They are a really great company, and their clothes are extremely comfortable. I'm wearing them now. Yes. They're very comfortable and fashionable on the golf course, and you can find them at any of the Chico stores.
Okay. All right. So I guess you'll be wearing those in all the tournaments.
I will. Yep. I will have their logo as well as the Links at Stony Point logo on me at all times.
Should I ask where each logo is? There's Chico's there.
Chico's, okay. And the Links of Stony Point is on my hat.
It's on your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So every time you get an interview, the Links of Stony
It'll
Point
be there,
will
be right there on front.
Absolutely. That's terrific. So what do you think about all this Symetra Tour coming here to Greenwood? And what have you seen since the first time you were here to where it is now out there at the Links of Stony Point? What do you think?
Well, all I know is these people in Greenwood, and especially the Medfords, they do not mess around. When we came up here in October, and you know, the Symetra Tour was talking about possibly having an event here if we could get the community involved, and they're like, "Yeah, we're not really sure how it's going to go. We'll just see how it happens." And from then until now, the amount of progress that has been made on this event is unreal. I mean, it's outstanding.
Huge.
And just they don't leave a stone unturned. Every single I is dotted and T is crossed. And they are doing such a good job to make this the premier event on the Symetra Tour. And I am so excited to be affiliated with it in any way and play in it. So it's really exciting. The tour is jazzed up about it. The players are buzzed, you know, so excited about it. And I mean, you can tell that just by this is our one off week that we have in the season, and there's probably 30 players up here this week and next week playing practice rounds, getting ready for the event because it is the biggest purse on the tour. So in reality, the winner of this tournament will virtually have their LPGA card, which is what we dream about since we were little girls. So that is what makes this event sets it apart from the rest, not to mention the golf course is absolutely beautiful. They have every single detail tended to. So we are really, really excited to get up here in May.
Wow. So you're saying there's going to be about 30 people that'll be coming up here to practice on the course?
They're here already. Mm-hmm. And we've got probably about 30 of them here already this week that have been playing practice rounds. And mm-hmm. Friday, and we have our residents are hosting the girls at their home. And Friday, I got to play with a girl from South Africa, Ricky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just a pleasure to be around. And Stephanie leads the pack, obviously. That's why she's wearing the Links at Stony Point logo on her. Because we were so impressed with her last September when she was up here, when we went around and made the initial presentations to the major sponsors. And I said to Denise at the time, I said, we're going to sponsor Stephanie because she is not only a great player, but she's a great person, and she is just a marvel when she's out talking with either children or at the. We were at Self Regional Women's Cardiac Rehab Group this afternoon, and everybody that was standing around me from the hospital staff said, "Wow!" I mean, because she did such a great job interacting with the ladies, it was exciting to watch.
Yeah, that is so important. And, you know, it's the more people you know and the more you can influence people with your sport and by mm-hmm. using that as a message out there.
Yeah, well, and for me, it's very important for me to develop my skills on the golf course. That is my job and my career. But also, it's also important for me to develop the skills off the golf course doing events like that. And these communities, I mean, the community of Greenwood has rallied around this event like nothing I've ever seen before. And the support is just phenomenal. So for me, I want to be able to give back to that community that's, you know, really rallying around us and giving us the chance to compete for a chance to achieve our dream. So sure. It's very important to me for all the girls, not just me, to be able to get to know the members of the community through housing and through all the events that will be going on through the week, and also be able to give back a little to the whole community, because that's really what it's all about, is leaving the tour and the community better than when we came.
Sure. Well, you are doing an excellent job, and, you know, Jim Medford here, he has only one phrase when he's talking about doing something. Now, what was that phrase, Jim?
Stephanie, what's the phrase?
Go big or go home.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So here we are at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. We are talking with Jim Medford and Stephanie Canoa. We are talking about the Symetra Tour, which is, of course, going to be, the name is the Self-Regional, what's the rest of it now?
Women's Health Classic.
Which is so important, since women seem to say, oh, I'll get that pain tomorrow. Well, I've got to get going and got so much more to do. We need to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away. If you got a question for Stephanie or Jim, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking with Stephanie Canoa and the one and only Jim Medford. Talking about some of the things going on. Now, Stephanie, you're here all week long.
All week.
Yes, and you are on a media blitz tour here, aren't you?
Yes, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, it keeps you out of trouble, absolutely. You know, I was just thinking, though, you know, being on the big break, mm-hmm. that certainly gave you a lot of opportunity to become polished and poised and not having a problem being in front of cameras and stuff, huh?
It did. It kind of puts you right into the fire and you have to figure out a way to survive. So I am very thankful for that opportunity because it's helped me become much more rounded, not just as a player on the golf course, but also off.
Sure.
It's really helped.
Now, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is you play with all these different people. I guess you make a lot of good connections, huh?
Mm-hmm. A lot. I mean, you know, life is all about networking and making the right friends in the right places. So for me, I've had the opportunity through this tour and through, you know, the big break and other things to meet people all over the world. And I truly feel like I have an extended family all over, you know, here in Greenwood, in lots of other cities that we play, in other countries. Golf has given me the opportunity to do that, and so I just am so appreciative of the connections that I've made. I feel so welcome when I come here. I come to Greenwood, and everyone, you know, comes in the pro shop. Stephanie, how are you? How you doing? How you playing? It's just been so wonderful to have a little home away from home, because you can imagine I'm on the road 30 weeks a year, and so to be able to come here and feel at home, it makes a really big difference.
And, you know, I understand when you were very young, you've been competitive all your life.
Oh, yes. Die-hard competitor.
You wanted to compete against what? Were you the youngest? Or?
I'm the youngest of three girls. I had two older sisters. They're 7 and 9 years older than I am. And from the time I could walk, I wanted to keep up with them. That's where my competitive nature came from, and wanting to beat them in everything, even though I was younger and smaller and couldn't run as fast. But I did everything I could to be able to keep up, and now they're my best friends.
Yeah. Do they ever get you on golf, or are you better than all
of
them now?
Oh, no. They can't quite get me in golf. But my middle sister was a professional tennis player. She played at the University of South Carolina in Columbia and then graduated and played out on the women's tour for a little while. So she's very competitive also, you can imagine. Two professional athletes. My dad didn't have any boys, but he had some pretty athletic girls.
What does your mom and dad think about the direction that your career has taken?
They love it. They're very, very proud. My parents have always been so extremely supportive and, you know, have always, they weren't the kind of parents who pushed me into anything. I could play whatever sport I wanted as long as, you know, I was enjoying it and loving it. And they really supported me and helped me through picking out, you know, where I wanted to go to college, and they didn't push me towards any one school. They let me pick. So they are extremely, extremely proud. They've really, really enjoyed watching, especially in the last year with the big break and now some sponsorships, really watching all my hard work pay off. And there's nobody I'd rather, you know, make smile than my parents and my other set of parents, of course, from here in Greenwood.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that. Having sponsors and being a parent has to be a relief.
It's definitely a relief on them, I think. They're very, very thankful that they're no longer footing the complete bill for my expenses. But they've been very, very – I'm so, so lucky to have parents as supportive as they are.
Yeah. Now, you went to Furman.
I did.
Yeah. And why did you go to Furman?
Well, Furman has an incredible tradition for women's golf, with the likes of Betsy King and Beth Daniel and Dottie Pepper, some Hall of Famers in there, and they've always been a very competitive Division I program. So I wanted to get out of Florida. I grew up my whole life in South Florida, and I wanted to experience a change of seasons and a little bit different type of part of the country. And so I started looking in the Southeast, and I absolutely fell in love with South Carolina. As soon as I stepped foot in Greenville, I knew it was where I wanted to be. So I took some visits to other schools, but Furman was the one that stole my heart. So it also helped that they had a golf course right on campus that I could walk to practice. And a full scholarship at that. So that was also nice for my parents. They enjoyed that one very well.
But, you know, it hasn't been a piece of cake for you.
No.
Becoming a golf professional.
No, it's not an easy road. You always think that I was a fairly successful college golfer. I got up to the highest point. I was ranked 7th in the country in Division I athletic, Division I golf. And, you know, I won the Southern Conference Championship twice and was Player of the Year twice. So I kind of thought I would come out and just take the world by storm.
It already gives you a big head, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And then you get knocked down a few times. But I, you know, I had played in the U.S. Women's Open in 2009 as an amateur, and I said, okay, you know, this professional golf thing, it's going to be easy. I'll be right on the LPGA. I'll be winning tournaments. It'll be fine. And you get out here, and you realize there are a lot of things you have to learn both on and off the golf course in order to be a successful professional golfer. And there is a little bit of a learning curve. Some lessons you have to, unfortunately, relearn over and over again. But, you know, I would much rather go through those experiences and come out a more rounded player. And then when I get to the LPGA, be truly prepared enough to stay there and to become successful and to be successful out at the very top level, because you see a lot of players who get out and then have to come back and go back and forth and their confidence suffers. I would rather, you know, go through all of the, you know, missed cuts, whatever it is, learn from them and then use them in order to further my career.
Sure. And I guess that what's one of the biggest lessons you learned out on the...
Oh, boy. There have been so, so many. The biggest lesson I have learned is you cannot be perfect. You have got to give yourself... I know, right? It's hard for a perfectionist myself, trust me. You have to give yourself a break, because you're going to miss shots. You're going to miss putts. You're going to have bad tournaments and bad rounds. You're going to miss cuts. But the more that you remember those mistakes and the more that you let those affect your confidence, the worse off you'll be. Not only will you miss that putt, but you'll miss another putt on the next hole. And that was a lesson that I have learned the hard way, that you just have to be able to be patient with yourself. That's the most important thing, because the more patience you can have, the more confidence you'll build, and then the better off you'll be in the long run.
So jumping in and taking the world by storm doesn't always work, right?
Not always, unfortunately. Although many of us try. We try to control every situation, but got to let go of control a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Jay Marie, she got her LPGA card.
She did. She went home from here in October, and in December lit up the final stage of Q School and is now playing out on the LPGA. So we're hoping to get her back here in May, though, still, since the LPGA has an off week.
Sure. What did you think about that, being able to make that swing?
Oh, it was pretty impressive what she did. I mean, she won the tournament by 10 shots to the nearest competitor. So it was just, and this is the thing, at any point, it could be your week. You know, I play golf with her all the time, and we compete, and I've beaten her before. She's beaten me. We go back and forth all the time. We'll, you know, play for $5 or frozen yogurt or whatever it is. And that gave me an extreme amount of confidence because I felt like if she can do it, then I can do it. And, you know, it was her week. She played phenomenal golf. She was very impressive, and she was just kind of enjoying the ride.
That's great. Hey, we are here with Stephanie Canoa. We are here with the one and only Jim Medford, and we'll be back after the news. Give us a call if you got a question, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about Mother's Day here, and of course the Symetra Tour coming here to Greenwood, out there to the links of Stony Point is, gosh, it's less than a month now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's here. It's here. Uh-huh. And one of the things we were talking about, Jim, with the Sunday brunch that you are doing, the Mother's Day brunch. Now, you've become rather famous in years past on the Sunday brunch because you always do mothers for free.
Right.
And this year you've decided to step it up a whole bunch.
Yes, we've raised... We've raised the bar just a slightly, and we've gone from...
You know, that go bigger thing gets right. you in trouble every time.
Yes, go big or go home can come back to haunt you at times.
I was wondering if you would have been better off going home.
Yeah, this might be one of those, but no, we're ready for it. On a normal Sunday Mother's Day brunch or Easter brunch out at the Links, we served about a little over 300 people. This Mother's Day brunch is going to be north of 3,000 people. How are we going to do that, you ask, Ann?
Yes, I do.
We have. Thank you. I'll make this up as we go along. No. We have a large building being erected, mm-hmm. kind of not necessarily tent, but a building that has chandeliers very nicely appointed on the inside with a stage. We have a lady that's going to be playing the harp for Mother's Day. It seats 600 people.
You know, I just want to break in. I remember when you first bought the Links and you and Denise decided to change this hole or do that. And you'd start out with a little change to a hole, didn't you? And then it just grew and grew and grew.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if that was a question or a statement.
No,
yeah.
I was just going, you know, Denise and the group would come up with, let's do this. And then you'd go, okay, we're doing this.
Right.
Now we got a stage and harps being played.
Right.
You know, we've
right.
come a long
let's
way.
Let's not forget the bagpiper.
The bagpiper, okay.
But it's important. It seats 600 people, and we're going to have seatings, and we do recommend reservations. Mm-hmm. We're going to have seatings at on the hour, every hour, from 9 o'clock all the way up to 1:30, ending, you know, roughly at 2:30, so people can go out and see the final play. So we're just doing that math as a minimum of 3,000 people that we'll be serving. And we are getting slammed with reservations already for Mother's Day, because Mother gets to see the final round for free.
Sure. And then you're also going to have some other vendors there serving. It's not just the Links that'll be serving.
Absolutely.
Who else is going to be part of this?
Grits and Groceries, mm-hmm. The famous Grits and Groceries, which then requires an EMS truck to be there, because if you've ever eaten there, you know, it would not tie into Stephanie's cardiac rehab speech she gave earlier today.
It's tasty.
But it's tasty. It's great. What a great place. And then Lee's Barbecue will be a part of it, and then the chefs.
Another skinny one.
Another skinny one.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, have you seen Buddy Lee lately? He's really thinned out a lot. But and then our chefs, and they've all collaborated to have a spectacular Mother's Day brunch. But we'll all be working it's a buffet style, and you can go from one station to another to get your plate taken care of, and we'll all be taking care of it, and. We also have some great food service providers. Our Cisco, our food service group, and U.S. Foods have
stepped up
to work with us. We have trucks being left so that we have all the supplies that we need to keep up with that kind of activity on Mother's Day brunch. Wow. It'll be awesome to watch.
It will be awesome to watch. And, of course, I guess, is that going to be right out front, right off of the patio?
It is actually right in front of the clubhouse, in the grounds in front of the fitness center that we have.
Okay.
So the shuttle buses that will be bringing the spectators to stop, they walk right up the sidewalk, past the merchandise tent, the Mother's Day big brunch tent, our sponsors tent, our charity groups that are going to benefit will have a tent so they can pass out literature. So we're going to look like the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus with all these tents there. But the big Mother's Day is right there, just a short walk right from where the free bus shuttle service from the free parking lot drops you off. So it will be exciting. And we have a great staff of people that will be there to wait on and take care of everybody.
So this is going to be an awesome event. And, of course, that's the last day of the tournament. Now, one of the questions that have come in that we wanted to make sure we talked a little bit is, how do you get to be in the Symetra Tour to begin with?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So you have to go through a process called qualifying school, and it's a series of tournaments. It starts in the middle of the summer out in California, and you go to the first stage, and I think there's about 350 girls who play in the first tournament, and you play a week's worth of golf, 5 days, and then the top 80, I believe, move on to the next stage of Q School, which is stage two, and that's played in Florida. And so those 80 girls who made it through, along with girls who are already on the tour, go to second stage of Q School, and that is played in October, another week's worth of grueling, grinding golf. And from those, I guess there's about 220 girls. They take the top 70 to go to final stage of Q School. It's definitely a very grueling process. That's the same process that you would use to get onto the LPGA Tour. And then you are assigned a status at the end of the year of, you know, one through all the way down to 300 girls. And depending on your status depends on which tournaments you'll get into. So I've been lucky enough. I played very well last year and got a very high status, so I get into every single event. But, you know, some girls are alternates. The nice thing about the Symetra Tour is it is one of only two pathways to get onto the LPGA. So it truly is the road to the LPGA, which is what they've nicknamed it. And the other way is at final stage of Q School, out of 220 girls, you have to be in the top 20. No ties or anything, just 1 through 20 get onto the LPGA. So it's a very, very narrow pathway to go through, or you can play a year on the Symetra Tour, and by virtue of the finish on the money list in the top 10, you are given an LPGA card as well. So this tournament really is, I mean, it's the premier event. It's the one where, make or break, if you win it, you're going to get that LPGA Tour card.
I guess because the money's so good in this tour, right?
Yes. Exactly. It's double. Double what our normal purse is.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's right. What is the money on this one, Jim?
Well, the winner will get $30,000, which is 15% of the purse. So the total purse is $200,000. We're very proud of that. Mm-hmm. And it was to our great sponsors that have helped enabled us to do that. So the top money winner last year on a Symetra Tour was $38,000. So whoever wins this wins $30,000 right off the bat. But the other thing that we're most proud about, and I think we spoke about this before, Ann, is that we're also raising $250,000 to $300,000 to support local charities. So not only do the players benefit, but the thumbprint that we all leave here in the community from after this tournament is going to be felt for years to come.
It is, and I think, you know, the thing about it is some of the monies that I have seen that are going to be headed to these different ones, it's like a year's budget for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Denise and I are very familiar with a lot of the ones that are going to be benefiting, whether it be the hospital or Piedmont Tech College for scholarships for women, but the Meg's House, the Beyond Abuse, and the other ones that are going to be involved, they provide such an important service. They work so hard. And they literally live, in some cases, month to month for funding to keep going. So to be in a position, because of this tournament, to write a meaningful check, in some cases it could be their annual operating budget that keeps them going. And we're going to be doing this for the next 10 years. That gets my eyes teared up every time, because really at the end of the day, that's what life's all about.
Absolutely. Couldn't be said better. And I know that it is, at the end, when you give out all those checks, it's going to be one of those moments to remember.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you and Denise have just done a phenomenal job pulling this together. I know you've had a lot of help from sponsors and making this happen.
And volunteers, by the way.
And volunteers. How many volunteers are you up to now?
We're just under 400, but there's a couple, if I may, Ann.
Yes.
Wally Stevenson, I could not do this without you. And Gina Benny and Greg Nat, we've got, we have some people that just have risen to the occasion to take on a total responsibility for, as a tournament committee chairman, that helps drive everything that's happening. I could not, I'm out here on a radio station talking, but they're the ones that are really doing the work behind the scenes. And the sponsorships, again, seeing the community pull together. If it wasn't for all of that, sure, and what we can do to really help put Greenwood on the map, the economic development, all that is so important. But really, at the end of the day, we're all working together to make a difference in our community, and this is just a vehicle for all of us to do that.
You know, I had the opportunity to interview Senator Jim DeMint the other day on his new book, Falling in Love with America Again. And his whole belief is that it is the small platoons, he calls them, in communities working towards making things good. And that is the way that we can take back America through these small platoons throughout communities, cities,
right,
and states.
Right.
And there you go. There's a massive platoon going on right now.
There is, and it's a great platoon.
So you are to be very commended. Of course, everything that you take on, Jim, you do an awesome job. You
and Denise do a great job making this
come together. So
that's
what it's all about. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. I got a couple of questions here, so don't you go away. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
All right. Well, we are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on the 72 Bypass. Have they fed you today?
Yes, they
okay,
did.
Okay, I'm just checking. Okay.
In stages. A wrap, and then a half. She had the other half coming here.
Okay, all right.
That's a wrap, by the way.
Well, you have, let's see, today, where have you been? You've been out at Self Regional.
First, we were at Stony Point. We filmed a commercial and did a photo shoot.
For Wesley Commons.
Right.
And then we ran from there over to, we had a quick lunch and then went to the hospital at Self Regional.
And lunch at Howard's on Main. You're welcome, Howard.
Yeah, there you go, Howard.
It was delicious, Howard. Right. And then we went over to the hospital. We met with the cardiac rehab group of women and we had a little talk with them and they showed us their workout and it was really, really fun. It was a great, great time to be able to learn a little bit and also kind of give them what I think is what I'm doing to live a healthier life.
Sure.
And then we went back to the links and...
No, we made two other stops, remember?
We did, that's right. Cool. We stopped by Merle Norman really quick and went in there and talked to them about some possible opportunities during the tournament.
Right.
Yeah. They are actually putting together some gifts for
some
the players.
Swag bags.
Swag bags.
There you go, yep.
And then we also stopped at one of the greatest new boutiques here in Greenwood. Our own superintendent, Billy Ford, Melissa Ford's great boutique. And what a great, I know Stephanie was extremely excited, and because all the players, because she has clothes that really appeal to, a younger demographic, as well as some of the lady professionals.
Sweet teas.
No. It was Adelu. You're talking to a guy about trying to remember.
Bella? No? Is it Bella?
Bella.
I haven't been there, but I know which one you're talking
about. Well, it's Melissa Ford. Melissa Ford, this is your store.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's right next door to Merle Norman, and she's the wife of Billy Ford, our superintendent, who we love and could not do what we're doing without Billy. And we're frantically trying to, I'm 58 years old. My memory is not good. Plus, I'm a guy.
Yes.
So trying to remember.
It's right here. I got it right here.
All right. Hold on. Melissa
we'll
Ford will never talk to
we're
me again.
Give you your plug one second.
Come on. Hold on.
Yes. Where is
I'm
it
real.
Here?
This is the most precious.
Laura Bella.
Laura Bella.
Yes. Now you got
it. Thank God. I tell you what, that's the most pressure I felt in a while now.
That was big break style pressure. It was an awesome store. I can't wait to come back and shop a little bit. So.
Sure. So and they've got the type of clothes that are good for out there for the tournament, huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
So we did that, and then we went back to the links of Stony Point, and I got a little practice in, did some chipping and putting around the greens. And
for 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Every little bit counts. And then we came here and meet with you. So it's been a busy, fun-filled day.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, you've got a tournament, don't you?
Yes, this is the unspoken tournament, but there's a major company, which I love to death, Capsigel, who's one of our major presenting sponsors. They have all their corporate clients in every week for Masters Week this year. We've hosted this tournament at least for the 5 years that we've owned Stony Point, and I think Stony Point had it for a few years before that. But they will all be in town, and so what a great way to help take care of one of our sponsors by having Stephanie. She's going to be out on hole number 7, I believe, playing with each of the groups as they come through on a closest to the pin beat Stephanie experience. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, Capsigel.
You've been practicing. Is that what you were practicing today?
That's right. I'll be ready. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all day there. And then Thursday, we're going to let her take a breath and gets her practice rounds in because we want her right and tight for the May tournament. And then on Friday, we're going to be on Jack Roper in Greenville. I think it's
Good Morning Carolina
with Jack Roper. We're on Friday morning.
That's right. So that'll be some good exposure. Everybody needs to tune in and see y'all up there. Who else is going to go? You, Stephanie?
Just Stephanie and I. And I'm going to just sit behind Stephanie so the camera focuses on her, and I'll be the voiceover.
I thought maybe you'd have your caddy hat and maybe be
I might get my knickers on and come in toting your bag. That would be great.
There
we go.
Or in true Masters fashion, we could get you one of those white jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Coveralls.
Yeah. Actually, that might hide more things as the white jumpsuit. I like that idea, Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get busy here. You've got that Friday morning.
We got that Friday morning.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Then you're going to have the opportunity, I understand, to go to the Masters.
I am. I'm going to get to go down there on Saturday, so I am thrilled.
Going by yourself?
I am not going by myself, no. How did I know this topic was coming up? No, my boyfriend is actually coming in from Pensacola, so he's going to go down there with me. I told him he better watch out, though. He's got to go through the hour-long interview with Papa Medford first and make sure that he approves.
Okay, all right. So.
And, you know, this is not a nameless individual, Ann.
I know
you're going to be working on. Let's draw this one out a little bit.
Okay. So when I was on Big Break NFL, my NFL partner was Aldo Greco, the kicker. He kicked for the Houston Oilers and then the Tennessee Titans and also the Packers. So he was a very well-known kicker in the NFL. And when we were there, I was not dating anyone at the time. And he kept saying, you have to meet my son. You have to meet my son. He'd be perfect for you. And he even went as far on camera to say, oh, you're going to be my daughter-in-law. And I'm thinking, okay, buddy, whatever you say. And now we're dating. So his name is Albert Del Greco III, and he is Trey.
So that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's been fun. Al became a very big mentor to me throughout the summer after we got back from Puerto Rico in June, and he would call me every tournament and make sure that I, you know, had everything I needed. And if we wanted to talk, I mean, man's kicked in a Super Bowl, so it's about as much pressure as you can get. So he really helped me through some things and still continues to help me. I just played with them last weekend over at Shoal Creek in Birmingham. So it's been a really fun time getting to know him and his family, and then also getting to know Trey a little bit better.
Now, how is that being in a relationship and playing golf, too? I mean, it has to be tough.
It's not easy. It's definitely a sport where you're on the road a lot, and it takes its toll. It's a typical long-distance relationship, but the nice part about it is Trey is also a golfer. He played golf on a scholarship at Vanderbilt University, and so he understands what it takes to get to the next level. And so if it means we have to go 6 or 7 weeks without seeing each other, then we go 6 or 7 weeks without seeing each other, and he's not wondering why I can't just miss a tournament to go visit, because he understands that in order to get to where I'm trying to go, it takes a little bit of sacrifice, and so he's willing to put in the extra work. But
Stephanie, this is Papa Medford here. What does he do for a living? Does he actually make money, I hope?
He does very well. He is a medical sales rep with Stryker. They sell video surgical equipment. So he actually...
Isn't the Stryker the one, the knees? Don't
yes,
they do,
they
the
do
knees?
Yes, they do orthopedic knees and mm-hmm. hips. He just took over an account that does some hip arthroscopy. But he does very well. He actually had the opportunity to play professionally out on tour, and he was offered this job, and he thought, well, I can either scrounge around on the mini tours and make hardly any money for 10 years and possibly make it on the PGA Tour, but possibly not. Or I can take a job that I can start working at and begin earning some money to eventually support a family. So he took the other route, not the professional golf route.
All right, I give him a good check mark for that one.
He gets several
more,
bonus
several more to come, though.
But
that's
no,
kind of interesting that his dad is a professional kicker here, mm-hmm. and here he is selling Stryker products, you know, for knees. I mean, think about that. Did anybody think about that?
Wow. Yeah.
He's not. They're a pretty smart family. Don't sell them short, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Couple more questions for you, Stephanie, before I let you mm-hmm. go. One. Are you going to win this tournament coming up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
I'm going to do everything in my power to win. This is, if there is one tournament in my life that I've played so far that I would like to win, it would be this one. So I'm going to do everything possible to get there.
Is that going to put more pressure on you?
No, you know, I think I have learned enough in my career to know that by putting pressure on yourself, you're only making it more difficult. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to enjoy. Hopefully have a huge gallery, hint,
yes.
hint, to all those people out there. You know, the more people watching, the better. It'll kind of spur me on. And
I think it doesn't intimidate you?
No, it doesn't. I would rather have hundreds of people out there watching. It would be exciting for me. I'm the kind of person who I'm so competitive, I want to give people something to watch. So, you know, the more the merrier. Come on out and watch and support. And hopefully I'll be enjoying that Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, because I'll have a nice late tea time, be one of the last groups, and then come on home with the trophy.
Well, there you go. I think
the
that
custom
is
trophy made by Piedmont trophy. Technical College's artists down at Edgefield. It's a beautiful one-of-a-kind
pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pottery department.
That's correct. A one-of-a-kind. It is breathtakingly beautiful.
Well, you couldn't have a cooler guy putting it together. That's right. His last name is Cool.
Oh.
Sorry. I've interviewed him, too. Okay. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS. We do have to say, when you want a big galley out there, I don't see how we could fail on that department, because the tickets to go out and watch are how much, Jim?
$5 for adults, and children 12 and under are free. And this is after you get their free parking, free shuttle bus. And so for $5, we hope that you have a spectacular time.
You will. You won't regret it. I'm telling you. I have so many people who come out who say, you know, I don't want to go watch girls play golf. I am telling you, it will be 143 women, just like other women, just like me, all playing. And these girls are really, really good. We will show you something that, you know, you will be excited. You'll leave. Bring your young kids. They will be excited about going out and playing golf. I have families who I've stayed with, for years and years who their daughters are now just getting involved because they came out to the tournament once and now they want to take golf lessons. So it is a really, really magical week. You will not regret it if you come out.
Sure. And there's going to be all kinds of events going on. You know, one of them I know is going to be out at Deer Creek.
Yeah. On Monday, May 5th, we are doing a youth golf clinic. And again, on the theme of go big and go home, they normally on the tour have 25 to 50 young kids there. We had to stop it. We're at 240. We were trying to do 500, but to get them all through and have them have a great experience, all the professionals said we 240 is the most we can get through there. So that's where we're at, and that's going to be for middle schoolers, eighth graders, if you will, from districts 50, 51, and 52.
And who's going to be teaching these golf clinics?
They are. Yeah, absolutely.
Taught by Symmetra Tour players will be out there, hands-on, getting involved with the players and making sure that their experience is first class. The kids love it.
Well,
and we're going to have the Golfosaurus out there. This is a big inflatable thing that looks like a dinosaur, but we call it Golfosaurus. And more importantly, TaylorMade has stepped up, and each kid or child or young person that comes will leave with a souvenir golf club fitted to their appropriate size. Wow. So,
yeah, it's pretty.
That's
phenomenal.
Really exciting. I wish I had that when I was younger, because I didn't start until high school. So,
wow. Well, this is the type of quality when you put Jim Medford, Denise Medford, the Links at Stony Point, and the Symmetra Tour together, and great sponsors right here in Greenwood that step up. This is an awesome experience that you don't want to miss. So, here's what you got to do. The tournament is what the whole experience starts when, Jim?
Well, it's a week-long events of activities, but the professional tournament part of it starts on Thursday, May 8th, and runs through Mother's Day, Sunday, May 11th, with the final putt and winner being awarded a career-changing opportunity event will happen late Sunday afternoon.
So you have got to put this on the calendar. Don't miss it. You will be sad if you do. And we're going to be part of showing off and making sure that we talk to lots of people, because that's what I do, don't I, Jim?
That's what you do, Ann.
Okay.
You know, this is one of those things that you do not, you want to be seen at.
Yes.
And not say, oh, I wish I would have been there.
That's right. And you have set this up for the first year to be huge. I just want to see what you're going to do next year.
We are going to raise the bar, but I want to mention one quick thing. We are also going to have seven of the toperies from this South Carolina Festival of Flowers here from Greenwood.
I think you ought to have a toperary parade the day they go out there.
Yeah. Allosaur holder, we're even. This is your announcement on the Festival of Flowers.
Yeah.
But we'll have seven of the toperies out on display. So even if you're not a golfer, Ann, we've got over 10,000 azaleas, and we've actually planted more. We have dogwoods, we have knockout roses, we're going to have the topiaries there. So if you just like to get out and see something breathtakingly beautiful, and with this late spring that we're having, everything will be in peak bloom, God willing, that week. You might need a Zyrtec to come out if you have allergies, but it will be beautiful.
It will be beautiful. It's always beautiful out there. It'll be even more beautiful. You've got a new bar that is opening there. What's going to be the name of it?
Well, it's a name near and dear to my heart. It's named Rosie O'Mulligan's because we have our granddaughter. Our first grandchild, Rosie, is a little over a year old. And we also believe everybody needs a second chance at life. So Rosie O'Mulligan's, because a mulligan is your second shot if you fluff up your first one on the first tee.
That's right. And you also have a new pro shop.
We have a brand new freestanding pro shop that's up and running, and it's going to be stocked. It is stocked with all the latest and greatest equipment from TaylorMade, Adidas, Ashworth, and Under Armour. So one-of-a-kind merchandise that we have an exclusive for in our area, because that's the way we do things.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie, I know you've got a fun-packed week. I do hope you get a chance to practice some.
I will. Don't worry.
Okay. And I guess you'll be back up here before the tournament starts so you can get an extra opportunity to practice.
I will. I'll be back, you know, to practice as much as I can, get a feel for these greens. They're not easy, so it's all a matter of getting some time out there and really preparing because I want to win.
You're going to win. Okay, you heard it right here on WCRS. Stephanie Canoa, all the best, and thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And always a pleasure to sit down with my friend Jim Medford right here. Thank you for coming out and being the caddy and the chauffeur to get her here.
Don't forget the chaperone.
And the chaperone. There you go.
But no, Ann, it's always been a pleasure. I always enjoy coming here. Thank you so much for having us.
All righty. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.